जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरवन चारी, यमुना तीरवन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Radha Krishna Chandra Radha Krishna Chandra Radhe Jai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jai Lakshmi Narsingha Jaya Lakshmi Narsingha Lakshmi Narasingha Jaya Lakshmi Narasingha Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nittai Gaura Hari Bol Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtotar Sat His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maya Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Chandra Ki Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai Shri Lakshmi Narasimha Dev Ki Jai Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirait Nashta Prayeshva Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 10 डिपार्चर ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा फॉर द्वारका टेक्स्ट्स 11 एंड 12 इज इट अप ऑन द बोर्ड एनीवेयर नो नॉट नो बोर्ड एक्चुअली वी शुड हैव एक्चुअली अ बोर्ड एवरी डे There are two verses here.
Satsangat mukta dussangaha hatum na utsahate buddhaha kirtyamanam yashaha yasya sakrit आकर्ण्य रोचनम् तस्मिन् न्यस्तधियः पार्थाः सहेरन् विरहम् कथम् दर्शन स्पर्श संलाप शयन आसन Bhojanehi. Satsangan mukta dussango.
Satsangan mukta dussango.
Hatum notsahate buddha.
Hatum
Kirtimanam yasho yasya.
Kirtimanam yasho.
सकृदाकर्ण्यरोचनम् तस्मिन् यस्तद्धियः पार्थाः सहेरन् विरहं कथम् दर्शनस्पर्शसंलाप शयनासनभोजनैः Satsangan mukta dussango Hatum notsahate buddhah Kirtimanam yasho yasya Sakrit akarni rochanam Tasmin yastadhiyah parthah सहेरन् विरहं कथम् दर्शन स्पर्श संलाप शयनासन भोजनैः सत्संगान् मुक्त दुःसङ्गो नोत्सहते बुधः कीर्त्यमानं यशो यस्य सकृदाकर्ण्यरोचनम् तस्मिन् यस्तधियः पार्थाः सहेरन् विरहं कथम् दर्शनस्पर्शसंलाप शयनासनभोजनैः सत्सङ्गान्मुक्तदुःसङ्गो हातुं नोत्सहते बुधः कीर्त्यमानं यशो यस्य सकृदाकर्ण्यरोचनम् तस्मिन्यस्तधियः पार्थाः सहेरन् विरहं कथम् दर्शन स्पर्श संलाप शयनासन भोजन सत्संगान मुक्त दुस्संग हातुं नोत्सहते बुधः कीर्त्यमानं यशो यस्य सकृदाकर्ण्यरोचनम् तस्मिन्यस्तधियः पार्थाः सहेरन् विरहं कथम् दर्शनस्पर्शसंलाप शयनासनभोजनैः
सत्संगात् by the association of pure devotees, mukta dussangaha, freed from bad materialistic association, hatum, to give up, na utsahate, never attempts, buddhaha, one who has understood the Lord, कीर्तिमानम् ग्लोरिफाइंग यशः फेम यस्य हूज सकृत वंस ओनली आकर्ण्य हियरिंग ओनली रोचनम् प्लीजिंग तस्मिन् अनटू हिम न्यस्तधियः One who has given his mind unto him. Parthaha, the sons of Pritha, Sahiran, can tolerate. Viraham, separation. Katham, how. Darshana, seeing face to face. Sparsha, touching. Samlapa, conversing, Shayana, sleeping, Asana, sitting, Bhojanehi, dining together. Translation and purport also by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The intelligent who have understood the Supreme Lord in association with pure devotees and have become freed from bad materialistic association can never avoid hearing the glories of the Lord even though they have heard them only once. How then could the Pandavas tolerate his separation? For they had been intimately associated with his person, seeing him face to face, touching him, conversing with him, and sleeping, sitting, and dining with him. Purport. The living being's constitutional position is one of serving a superior. He is obliged to serve by force the dictates of illusory material energy in different phases of sense gratification. And in serving the senses, he is never tired. Even though he may be tired, the illusory energy perpetually forces him to do so without being satisfied. There is no end to such sense gratificatory business. And the conditioned soul becomes entangled in such servitude without hope of release. The release is only effected by association with the pure devotees. By such association, one is gradually promoted to transcendental consciousness. Thus he can know that his eternal position is to render service unto the Lord and not to the perverted senses in the capacity of lust, anger, desire to lord it over, etc. Material society, friendship, and love are all different phases of lust. Home, country, family, society, wealth, and all sorts of corollaries are all causes of bondage in the material world, where the threefold miseries of life are concomitant factors. By associating with pure devotees and by hearing them submissively, attachment for material enjoyment becomes slackened, and attraction for hearing about the transcendental activities of the Lord becomes prominent. Once they are, they will go on progressively without stoppage, like fire in gunpowder. It is said that Hari, the personality of Godhead, is so transcendentally attractive that even those who are self-satisfied by self-realization and are factually liberated from all material bondage also become devotees of the Lord. Under the circumstances, it is easily understood what must have been the position of the Pandavas, who were constant companions of the Lord. They could not even think of separation from Sri Krishna, since the attraction was more intense for them because of continuous personal contact. His remembrance by his form, quality, name, fame, pastimes, etc., is also attractive for the pure devotee, so much so that he forgets all forms, quality, name, fame, and activities of the material world. And due to his mature association with pure devotees, he is not out of contact with the Lord for a moment.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraha Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurundinatarinam Vancha kalpataro bhyascha kripa sindho bhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namo maha vadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gauratvishe namaha pancha tattvatmakam krishnam Bhaktarupa Svarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshutanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam प्रेमापुमर्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादरहन परः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण Very happy to be back in Jagannath Mandir, Bangalore again. The passage of the Srimad Bhagavatam that is currently being discussed is the 10th chapter of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwaraka. This is a very touching section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, every section of the Srimad Bhagavatam is touching to the heart because these topics deal with Lord Krishna and his pure devotees. They are all transcendental subject matter and therefore they all touch the heart and purify the heart. Nevertheless, those sections of the Lord that particularly deal with the feelings of separation that the devotees and the Lord mutually experience is particularly touching. And here we see that Lord Krishna is about to leave Hastinapur for Dwaraka. The brief history is that Lord Krishna has come to help the Pandavas at the time of the battle of Kurukshetra. He became the charioteer of Arjuna. The battle of Kurukshetra took place. By Krishna's mercy, the enemies of the Pandavas, the Kauravas and the allies of the Kauravas were routed. And King Yudhishthir was crowned as the emperor of the whole world. Before that, however, when the war was over, some very, very unfortunate events took place. Ashwatthama killed the sleeping sons of Draupadi, and he also tried to kill King Parikshit, who was then only in the womb of his mother Uttara. Ashwatthama was suitably punished. As Krishna was about to leave, Kunti Maharani offered wonderful prayers. In the meanwhile, there was a wonderful episode of Bhishma Dev departing from this world. Krishna stayed with the Pandavas for a while longer, but eventually he had to leave because his devotees in Dwaraka were also feeling his separation. They were anxiously waiting for his return. It had been many months since the Lord had left Dwaraka. So Lord Krishna has to satisfy all his devotees in different places. And therefore, he decided to depart. We have seen in the Srimad Bhagavatam that whenever Lord Krishna wanted to depart, Yudhishthir Maharaj would plead with him to stay on, and then he would stay on for longer, for another few months or so, and then depart, and eventually he would have to depart. A similar thing happened with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was residing in Jagannath Puri soon after having taken sannyas. He wanted to leave for Vrindavan, but each time the devotees, on some pretext or the other, held him back. And when he wanted to leave for the south, also similar incidents happened. And out of sentiment for his pure devotees and for their wishes, he stayed back. Similarly with Lord Krishna here in Hastinapur. But eventually the time came and Krishna had to leave. And these few verses here are describing the scene that was witnessed in Hastinapur as Krishna prepared to depart. He bid his farewell to his dear cousins and devotees, the Pandavas, suitably dealing with them according to the proper etiquette. There were many others of the Kuru dynasty who had also gathered to see Krishna off. You see, in the Vedic tradition, seeing off is quite an event, especially when someone who is known or beloved very much, then many, many relatives and friends gather together for the seeing off. And that's why we see that in India, at the railway stations, you'll find huge crowds of relatives gathering together to see off people. And that's one good reason I figured why they don't allow relatives to go into the airport in India, because then it would be fully packed. In the West, airports you can freely go in till the check-in point and even accompany the passenger up to a certain point. But in India they don't even allow you to enter, not just for security reasons I guess, but also because Indians are such great seers off. They love to see off. It's part of the tradition, it's part of the culture. You see off people when there is affection. So all the members of the Kuru dynasty who were surviving were there. And various names are mentioned in the previous two verses. And it is said that they almost fainted because it was impossible for them to bear separation from Lord Krishna. Yes, this indeed is a situation when and only when there is love. You see, there are two proverbs in English. One is, distance makes the heart grow fonder. You have heard this saying? And the other is, out of sight, out of mind. Now, they are two opposite proverbs. One operates when there is love. The other operates when there is no love. When there is no love, then if somebody leaves your company, out of sight, out of mind, you forget about him as soon as he's out of your company. Then you don't really think about him much. Because you meet so many people every day, and then they also leave. We don't think about them all the time. Because there is no strong attachment. So therefore, out of sight, out of mind. They are in your mind so long as they're in your sight. But once gone, then they're gone from the mind as well. But when there is love, then distance makes the heart grow fonder. Then with separation, even the impending feeling of separation, and then the actual separation thereafter can be very intense. And one thinks of the person whom one loves very deeply. Of course, the highest expression of such separation from the Supreme Lord is seen in Vrindavan. When the residents of Vrindavan were faced with the prospect of Krishna leaving Vrindavan, when Akrura had come there to take him away, they all gathered there, unwilling to let Krishna go. But somehow by gentle persuasion and promises that he would return very soon, Krishna managed to extricate himself from the loving embraces of the Brajabasis and their pleas to remain behind in Vrindavan. And when Krishna actually did leave to go to Mathura and then to other places like Dwarka, etc., the residents of Vrindavan were constantly immersed, absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. And as Srila Prabhupada explains, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here, has advented in this world to teach us to love Krishna in this kind of separation. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally has come to demonstrate and relish for himself this taste of separation. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to know what is the mood of love that the residents of Vrindavan feel for him. So he has come in the guise of a devotee, the best devotee of all, Srimati Radharani. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to constantly relish these feelings of separation, particularly after he took sannyas, and particularly so also in his Antya Leela, where these feelings of separation became extremely concentrated and intense. In his Adi Leela, Madhya, and the beginning of the Antya, he was more public. And even after coming to Vrindavan, to Jagannath Puri, I beg your pardon, in his Madhya Leela, there was a lot of Sankirtan, there was Rath Yatras, there were festivals, there was a lot of public interaction and discourse. But as the Anti Leela progressed, he was more and more intensely private. And he would be only with his dear associate, very, very intimate associates like Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar and Shikhi Mahiti and so on. And they would have very, very intimate private exchanges. And why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu choose Jagannath Puri? Because Jagannath is a very special form. Jagannath is also a form of Krishna in which he feels separation from Vrindavan. So it was a good, shall we say, a combination. Because here is Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the mood of Srimati Radharani feeling separation from Krishna. And here is Krishna in the form of Jagannath feeling separation from Radharani. So the Rath Yatra festival would go on like this.
Priya soyam Krishna sahachari kurukshetra melitas tathaham saradha tad idam ubhayor sangama sukham tathapyantah khelan madhura murali panchamajushe mano me kalindi pulina vipinayas prihyati.
This is the verse that Rupa Goswami composed when he heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reciting the famous Yaha Kaumara Haraha verse, which nobody could understand except Swarup Damodar. And then Rupa Goswami understood this and he composed this verse, which was a purport to that verse that Mahaprabhu had composed. And he wrote it on a palm leaf and kept it on the thatch roof of the house where he was staying with Haridas Thakur. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he saw this leaf and he read the verse, understood the meaning immediately, and gently slapped lovingly Rupa Goswami and said, "How did you know the innermost desires of my heart?" And Haridas Thakur said, "My dear Lord, this can only be because you have showered your mercy upon him." So Rupa Goswami understood the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where in this verse, Mahaprabhu is explaining the mood of Srimati Radharani as she is speaking to her friends and saying, Priyaha Saha Ayam Sahachari. Sahachari means my dear gopi friends. Now this friend of ours, who is very dear to us, Kurukshetra Militas, we are now meeting at Kurukshetra where we have come for the solar eclipse and where the residents of Vrindavan have also come. Tathaham Saradha Tad Idam. He is the same Krishna and I am the same Radharani and we have gathered here together. And everything Sangama Sukham, it's all, we're feeling happiness, everything is nice, we're feeling happy. But yet, something is missing. I want to see that Krishna who is Kalindi, on the banks of the Kalindi, playing his flute on the fifth note of his flute. Mano me Kalindi Tanaya. I want to be, my mind is in the banks of the Kalindi, of the Yamuna, where Krishna is standing there playing the fifth note on his flute. My mind rushes towards that form or that aspect of Krishna. Because Krishna had come here in Kurukshetra as a royal prince on his chariot and with so many servants and lots of royal paraphernalia and musicians and all kinds of bands playing. But Radharani and the other Brajabasis didn't want to see Krishna in a royal mood like this. They wanted to see him as a simple cowherd boy. So their feelings of separation were based upon their love for him as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. So even when they saw Krishna again, it was not like it was before. It wasn't like the good old days. The good old days were when Krishna would be a cowherd boy. So the feelings of separation expressed by the Brajabasis are the most intense because their love is the most intense. So distance makes the heart grow fonder. Because their love is unparalleled, incomparable in all the worlds, spiritual and material. Therefore, the feelings of separation they feel are also therefore incomparable, unparalleled. Ramya kachit upasana vrajavadhu vargena ya kalpita. Because the love of the Brajabasis and particularly the gopis is unparalleled, so Mahaprabhu says that they are ideal examples for us to follow. So we have to follow in the footsteps of the Brajabasis. And Prabhupada says in his teachings, we have to learn to love Krishna like the Brajabasis. We have to follow in their footsteps, not by artificially imitating them, but by hearing about them from the acharyas and following their instructions. The separation that the Kurus are feeling for Krishna is also very, very intense because they also love Krishna very deeply. And as is mentioned here, Sakrit Akarnya Rochanam, even for a person who has heard of Krishna just once, he or she will feel strongly attached to Krishna. That is the nature of hearing about Krishna. What then to speak of those who were always in his company or who had his association for a long time? This is a good point. Such is the nature of topics about Krishna that anyone who hears about him even once, Sakrit Akarnya Rochanam, becomes very attached to him. And for those who have had the benefit of long association, how much more then will be the affection, the attachment, and the consequent separation that arises from that attachment. It is explained that the Pandavas, of course, they always wanted Krishna to be with them, but they understood that yes, the Dwarkavasis, the Yadu dynasty, they also had a right, so to speak, on Krishna. Prabhupada says in one place that Krishna is the property to be apportioned amongst the devotees. So Krishna has to be shared amongst the devotees. When Srila Prabhupada was performing his manifest pastimes also, there would be a tussle between the devotees to want Prabhupada to be at their respective temples. So Prabhupada was also the property of his followers, of his devotees, all wanting to apportion Prabhupada for themselves for as much time as possible. And then when Prabhupada would leave, the devotees would feel great separation. So in devotional service, such feelings of separation have to be cultivated. This is our mood. So how can we cultivate such feelings of separation? By cultivating attachment. Because without attachment, there can't be separation. And how does one cultivate feelings of attachment for Krishna? By hearing about him. And how does one hear about him? By associating with devotees. This is the crux of Srila Prabhupada's purport here, and the verse and this passage here.
Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha tajoshanadashva pavarga vartmani shraddharatir bhaktir anukramishyati.
Satam prasangan mama virya samvido, says Kapila Dev to his mother Devahuti in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When in the company of Satam, Satam means those who are followers of the path of Sat or truth. The followers of the truth are called Satam, also referring to the devotees, because the devotees have actually understood the highest conception of the absolute truth. The devotees are also called Satvata. So Krishna is called Satvatam Patihi. The word Satvata, referring to devotees, is also from this root, Sat. Because they are in love, or they follow the absolute truth. So Satam Prasangan, in the Sangha of such Sata, of those who are Satam, those who are great devotees of the Lord, one should hear, one who hears my glories, Kapila Dev says. Mama virya samvido. The word pra indicates something when it is more intense or something that is very nicely done. Prakrishta rupena sangha iti prasanga. So that sangha which is very nicely done, which is very feelingly had, is called prasanga. Satam prasangana mama virya samvido. So when one hears in the association of devotees my glories, then Kapila Dev says, bhavanti, something happens. What is that which happens? Hritkarna rasayana katha. These kathas, these talks, they become rasayana, tasteful. They become very, very pleasing to the hrit and the karna, to the heart and to the ears. And as a result of such hearing, tat joshanad ashu apavarga vartmani. Ashu means very quickly. One very quickly moves on the vartmani, on the path of apavarga. Apavarga means liberation. So when one regularly hears about Krishna in the association of devotees, one rapidly makes advancement on the path of liberation. Why is it called apavarga, the path of liberation? Because Prabhupada explains that this material world is called apavarga. For those of you who are familiar, I suppose everybody is familiar with the Devanagari script and the alphabets, the consonants which begin with ka are called kavarga, ka kha ga gha nga. or the alphabets, that consonants that begin with cha, 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 nya, they call cha varga. Or ta, tha, da, tha, na, so that's ta varga. Similarly, the consonants that begin with pa are called pa, pa, ba, pa, ma, it's called pa varga. So, the material world is described as pa varga because it is pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. So, what is pa? Pa means parishram. That everyone in this material world is obliged or compelled to work hard. No one, whether a king or a commoner, can refrain from working hard in this world just to survive. Nahi suptasya singhasya mukhe pravishanti mrigaha. As Chanakya has explained, that even the king of the forest, the lion, can't think that I am the king of the forest, so I'll just sit with my mouth open and the prey will just walk into my mouth. It won't happen like that. Nahi suptasya singhasya. Singha means the lion. Suptasya, one who is sleeping. Pravishanti mukhe mrigaha. The animals won't just walk into the mouth of the lion because he's the king of the forest. The lion still has to work very hard. So, parishram. And when one is working very hard, it is almost like an ass that one has to work. Almost like an animal, like a beast of burden. The living entity has to work in this material world. And the beast of burden, you may have noticed, like an ox or a horse, they foam at the mouth, so it's called pena. So the pa means pena. Pa, pa. And because of such activity that we constantly do in this material world to avoid distress and to obtain pleasure, we perform many sinful activities, sometimes pious activities. But both the sinful activities and the pious activities are causes of bondage. So, ba, bandhana. Pa, pa, ba. And this karma bandhana, or the bondage of karma, leads to destruction, leads to death. And therefore, because we are going to lose things from time to time, we are afraid of distress, we are afraid of losing things we are attached to, therefore, there is bha, which means bhaya, or bhiti, fear. We are afraid. And eventually, there comes the end of it all. That is ma, mriti or mrityu. So, pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. So, if anyone wants to know what is the nature of this material world, we can say, my dear friend, the nature of this world is pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. That's the sum and substance of what this material world is. That's all. And that is the sum and substance of all that we have been doing in this world for millions and millions of lives. What have we been doing? Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. What are all the history books about in creation? Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. So human history or history of this material world is simply pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. And therefore in one place Srila Prabhupada mentions, this entire material world, to quote Shakespeare, is much ado about nothing. Like foams, bubbles in the foam, bubbles of foam in the ocean, they rise, they burst, they come again, they burst, it's insignificant. It is meaningless. It is transient. In the same way, human history, so many kings have come, so many empires have come, and they have gone. Millions and millions of creations have taken place and will continue to take place. But it's all simply pa, pa, ba, pa, ma. So this material world is called pavarga. And the path of liberation from this material world is called apavarga, that which is not pavarga. So the path of pavarga, then when we hear about the Lord, we move in the path of pavarga, But liberation is not only our goal. To get liberated from the cycle of birth and death is not our ultimate objective. Even if we get liberated, then what? What happens after that? That is the question. And indeed, this is the one most important question that will distinguish a Vaishnava from a non-Vaishnava. If you want to determine what the philosophical affiliation of a particular speaker of spiritual subjects is, ask him this one question. Of course, there are many similar questions we can ask. But one question is, what happens after liberation? This one question will clearly tell us whether he's a Mayavadi or what is he. But a Vaishnava will say our real business begins at the point of liberation. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na shochati na kankshati samha sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. When one is actually liberated, when one is actually situated on the Brahma bhuta platform, on the spiritual platform of aham brahmasmi, that I am the spirit soul, I am not this body, at that time mad bhaktim labhate param. At that time, this person attains my transcendental bhakti, parabhakti, not ordinary mishra bhakti, mixed bhakti, but parabhakti, pure devotional service. So our conception of liberation, as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is muktir hitvanyatha rupam svarupena vyavasthitihi, to be situated in our constitutional position. Jivera Swarupahoi Krishner Nityadas. So our constitutional position is that we are eternal servants of Lord Krishna, and when we are fixed in this conception and we are fixed in acting according to this conception, then we are called liberated. Even though we may still be within this body. Iha yasya harir dasya karmana manasagira Nikhilashvapyavasthasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. So a person who is constantly serving Lord Hari, iha yasi harir dasye, is acting in a spirit of servitude to Lord Krishna, karmana manasa gira, by his actions, by his mind, and by his words, he is considered a jivan mukta. A person who is liberated even though he is still living. So it's not that liberation is obtained only after we leave this body, after we die. No. One can be on the liberated platform even when we are within this body, in this world, provided we are constantly engaged in the pure devotional service of Krishna. So therefore, when we engage in the act of hearing Krishna Katha in the association of devotees of the Lord, we make advancement in the path of liberation. The unwanted things, the anarthas, get destroyed. Shraddha, ratihi, bhaktihi, anukramishyati. Krama, krama means step. Kramishyati means stepwise. Anukramishyati means there's a gradual stepwise progression. What kind of progression? Shraddha ratihi bhakti. Here shraddha refers to sadhana bhakti, rati refers to bhava bhakti, and the word bhakti refers to prema bhakti, according to the acharyas. So therefore, we begin with sadhana bhakti, which is what we're doing now. And as we continue to hear and chant the glories of the Lord and to serve the Lord in other ways as well in the association of devotees, we will gradually make advancement from sadhana to bhava, bhava to prema. And this prema bhakti is the ultimate goal of our life, having achieved which one's life becomes perfect. The more the love that we have developed for Krishna, the more the feelings of separation we will feel for him. So by studying the feelings of separation, that the members of the Kuru dynasty have for Krishna, we can clearly understand that they are all pure devotees. And therefore the very prospect of Krishna leaving them is intolerable for them.
Sahiran viraham katham tasmin nyastya dhiha parthaha.
So because they were nyastya dhiha, they had given their mind and intelligence to Krishna, so they were not able to tolerate the thought of impending separation from Krishna. Because darshana sparsha samlapa shayanasana bhojanaihi, they were doing all these things with him regularly for a long period. Darshana means seeing him, sparsha means touching him, samlapa means conversing with him, shayana means they were sleeping, lying down with him, asana means sitting together with him, bhojanaihi means they were eating with him. Having so intimately associated with Krishna for such a considerable period of time, now when the time came for Krishna to leave, they were heartbroken. They could not even tolerate the very thought that Krishna would be leaving them. So the question we should be asking ourselves is, when, oh when, will that day come when we will also feel such separation? Kabe habe shaiti namar. Yes, when will that day be mine? When I will also feel such separation from Krishna? When will the love be so intense that the very thought of being separate from Krishna will be a cause of great grief? Of course, that grief will also be transcendental joy. Because in the platform of joy, whether there is the happiness of meeting or the so-called grief of separation, it is all transcendental ecstasy. So there is much to learn from the transcendental exchanges that we see here between the Lord and His devotees. And Srila Prabhupada has given us such an illuminating purport that talks about how the conditioned soul is so caught up with sense gratification. He just cannot get released from this very severe bondage. And he says there is no hope of release, but there is only one hope, and that is the association of pure devotees. And by coming to association of such devotees, then gradually his taste for Krishna consciousness increases. Rupa Goswami explains in the Nectar of Devotion that advancement is a matter of increasing taste for Krishna consciousness. The adhikar or the eligibility for Krishna consciousness is taste or ruchi. How much ruchi or taste have we developed for serving Krishna, for loving Krishna, for hearing and chanting about Him? That will determine our qualification or adhikar for Krishna consciousness. So this taste will develop in the association of devotees. This is Srila Prabhupada's greatest gift to us, actually. He said the main purpose of ISKCON is to provide the association of devotees to the people of this world. So here we have, by Prabhupada's arrangement and mercy, several temples, several centers, several opportunities for associating with devotees. We can take full benefit by coming to such association as often as we can, hearing and chanting about the Lord and serving Him with all sincerity, and surely we will make rapid advancement in our devotional life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or mic?
Sending off others. from the Manusamhita, which says that the minimum, if it's a friend, you at least minimum walk them out of your house at least 7 steps. Like depending upon the gradation of honor and respect a person deserves, then you walk them up to the gate. You walk them to the edge of the village. Like that. It's a whole procedure. Then, you were mentioning how Shakespeare said that all of the world can be summed up as much ado about nothing. He also summed it up this way. It's a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Yes.
Or as one cynic philosopher defined world history as, cynic's definition of history as one damn thing after another.
Yes.
That's world history.
Yes.
And you were mentioning about the how the Pandavas were intimately associated with Krishna. When Sanjaya came after the 12 years of exile, they had a 1 year incognito. So they were all Pandavas and Krishna were waiting for Pallavya. So Dhritarashtra sent Sanjaya as an emissary. And he went into the private quarters to see Krishna and Arjuna. When he went in there, he was completely bewildered how they were. Krishna was lying there with his legs across Arjuna, and Arjuna was laying with his legs across Satyabhama and Dhritarashtra. And they were drinking wine. Drinking Vasya wine, and they were all exhilarated with inebriation. How we describe it. And after Abhimanyu died, and Arjuna had taken his vow, that Arjuna was so, he told Arjuna to go make up my bed. Krishna went and made up Arjuna's bed so he could sleep. And then he went in, then Krishna entered into Arjuna's dream and told him how he should get the Pashupati Ashtra. And also you're mentioning how the devotees fight over the Lord. Like the Pandavas are trying to get Krishna to come to the Indraprastha, and then the Dwarkavasis want to come to Dwarka. But sometimes the Lord fights over the devotee. That's interesting. Time in the life of Ramanujacharya, after he took sannyas, when he left his wife, because there was a fight between his wife and the wife of his teacher. So when he took sannyas, then the devotees in Shurangana, they were happy. So they wanted Ramanuja, because the whole idea was that they should all, senior disciples, should all teach Ramanuja their specialty, and he would know everything. So they pray, they ask Ranganath to please, because Ramanuja was serving Varda Raj in Kanchi. So they told Ranganath, you please ask Varda Raj to please send Ramanuja here. So when Varda Raj got the message, he said, what? You're asking me to give you my very soul? No, you can't have Ramanuja. So then the senior disciples were thinking, what we should do now? So they sent Yamunacharya's son, Tiruvananda, because they knew what was Varada Raja's weak spot. He had a soft spot for singing. So Tiruvananda was a great singer. So they sent Tiruvananda to Kanchi, and he began to sing, like anything, devotional songs. And Varada Raja was like, his heart was breaking. I'll give you anything, whatever you want, except my wife. You can have whatever you want. Tiruvananda didn't say anything. Just kept singing. And then Radharaj said, okay, whatever you want, you can have. He says, Rama, Rama, Lucha. And then Radharaj became very upset. A very sour look, and he said, okay, go. And then Tiruvananda thought, I better go before he changes his mind.
He grabbed him and
took him back. So here we have that Ranganath and Bhagavad are fighting over the devotee. The Lord is fighting over his devotee. Different aspect of the Lord. So it works both ways. It's a two-way street. Not just that the devotee is separate, is hankering for the Lord also hankering for the devotee. And they surrender unto me. And what it says, when we're thinking of Krishna, he's also thinking. The sweet rice and he burnt his finger, then watch me wondering why Krishna has a smile on his face. Because while the devotee is meditating on the Lord, that Lord is meditating on the devotee.
Yeah. Thank you, Shyam Sundar Prabhu. And regarding the sending off, yes, the Mahabharata explains how each time Krishna left, the Pandavas would accompany him and they would go even outside the city. And they would go some distance out of the city. And finally then Krishna would persuade them to go back with great difficulty. And then they would return.
One thing I learned when I first came to India was somebody would say, my brother. I said, your brother? They say, actually he's my cousin.
Yeah.
So Krishna was their brother. So he was a cousin. He's their brother. He's a cousin brother. So they treat him the same as if he was their very brother.
Yeah, that's right.
He's their brother.
Right. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, as we discussed in sadhana bhakti is very important, and in sadhana bhakti generally we have chanting here. So whenever we do these things, actually sometimes we feel that yes, I'm advancing, I'm progressing. So is it with good conscience to think that yes, I'm advancing, or if it is bad, like what should be our conscience?
Consciousness should be, I want to advance, I want to become a pure devotee. And of course, when we have that mood of wanting it, then we will make advancement. Now it's a real paradox, you see. As you advance, and when you become really advanced, then you feel you're not at all advanced. It's a kind of a contradiction. So if you're thinking you're advancing, in one sense, it's not quite it. But yes, if you speak in terms of getting relief from the pangs of material hankering, yes, you can understand, I am advancing. If you are getting increasing attraction for the Lord compared to before, yes, you can understand that you are advancing. But in one sense, the devotee also gets humble and feels that even if this is taking place, it's not because of me. It's in spite of me. It's because of the Lord's mercy, the devotee's mercy, that I am getting such relief or such little bit of, some little atomic attraction for Krishna. So the most important thing is we should hanker for that increasing taste. Then everything will happen in due course. Whether we perceive it happening or not happening, it will happen. If we have that proper mood. Kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate Krishna bhakti rasabhavitam matihi tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukriteirna labhyate. So that laulyam, that eagerness for wanting to become Krishna conscious, is our real guarantee of advancement. And if we are really eager, then we will also back it up in action, it's not just idle thinking, wishful thinking, daydreaming. No, it's, you will actually put it into action. You will serve, you will chant, you will hear, you will try to do your best to advance in Krishna consciousness. Any other question? Yes. A person can get liberated, yes. Even in this body, yes. Yeah, can you please speak in the mic?
When a person is liberated, he goes back to Godhead, Vaikuntha.
where he will not have birth, old age, misery and death. And he will serve Krishna in his personal destiny. Whereas in this material body, he will be having all these miseries, poor miseries. What is the difference between that?
It is a superficial difference, a superficial difference of the external situation. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained it by different terms. You see, when you're here, it's different. There are different terms. We won't get into that. But suffice it to say that at one level, there is no difference. It is only an external environment you find yourself in. You are here in this, still in this body, in this world. So naturally there are limitations. But when you go to the spiritual world, then this body doesn't exist any longer. But the six Goswamis have shown us by their own examples that even when they were sitting, their consciousness was completely transcendentally situated and they were acting in their spiritual bodies. So it's a superficial difference. Please speak in the mic. If everyone, yes, a pure devotee sees Vishvam Purnam Sukhayate. Prabodhananda Saraswati says this world is full of happiness. Now the first thing that we learn when we become devotees is Dukkhalaya Mashashvatam. This material world is a place of misery. And Prabodhananda Saraswati says it's full of happiness because the beauty lies in the eye of the beholder. So because his heart is full of love for Krishna, he's so much happy everywhere that he says everything is just happiness. Yes? Yes, Shyamsundar Prabhu.
The fools and the jivan mukhas are happy. Everybody else is miserable.
Yes, yes.
To give another example about what it means to be a jivan mukha, Srila Prabhupada explains that everybody, you have a child, probably have children, so you go into their room and they're sleeping. You see their body, but they're dreaming, they're somewhere else. You only see the external form, but their consciousness is somewhere totally different. They're riding elephants, or chasing, being chased by tigers, and what they're doing. There's many whole descriptions.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In case of liberated souls, are they not affected by the modes of nature, or is it that they are just tolerating the modes of nature?
For a pure devotee, definitely, he is beyond the modes of nature. In the sense that the modes don't affect his consciousness. But because he still is within this material body, the modes will act upon his body because he still has this body. But when we say that someone is beyond the modes of nature, we mean in consciousness. So long as the material body is here, it will have to go through the motions of birth, death, old age and disease. So even the pure devotee will appear to leave his body, he will have to die, he will also grow old, he may also get diseased.
Detach from the sense object, and just seeing the true self. And this indeed is liberating. What is the final verse? 6.3 of Gita here. This indeed is freedom from the pangs of material nature. They're not disturbed even in the presence of the greatest calamity. Because you're not watching a program on the television. The television is still going on. You have the choice. You want to watch it or not? Because it's like, how would I describe it as, like Maya is the ultimate virtual reality machine. Yeah, virtual reality machine. The computer technology is so advanced, it has these virtual realities where people can play these mega multiple user interactive games. Millions and millions of people playing games whole other lifetimes. And they get so much into it that people have died playing the games because they play continuously for 50 hours, 60 hours. These are young people, 20. They only stop if they have to go to the toilet. Okay, left his wife, lost his job, so much into this virtual reality. A 20-year-old guy died of heart failure in China. So that's what Maya is. Imagine you're born with a computer stuck in your eye, you know, computer screen in each eye, and then speakers in each of your ear. And when you move your hand, you see, you know, see something in the screen. That's what it's like. Birth after birth, born into a virtual reality game.
Yeah, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Hare Krishna.